Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Read this morning from Canto 3, Chapter 24, Text 37. Esha atma pato vyakto nashta kale na bhoyasa tam pravartayatam deham imam vidhi maya bhritam Esha atma pato vyakto Nashta kalena bhoyasa tam pravartayatam deham imam vidhi maya bhritam. Eshaha, this atma pata, the path of self-realization. Avyaktaha, difficult to be known. Nashtaha, lost. Kali nabhuyasa, in the course of time. Tam, this. Pravartayatam, to introduce again. Deham, body. Imam, this. Vidhi, please know. Maya, by me. Britam, assumed. Translation. This path of self-realization, which is difficult to understand, has now been lost in the course of time. Please know that I've assumed this body of Kapila to introduce and explain this philosophy to human society again. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is not true that Sankhya philosophy is a new system of philosophy introduced by Kapila, as material philosophers introduce new kinds of mental speculative thought to supersede that of another philosopher. On the material platform, everyone, especially the mental speculator, tries to be more prominent than others. The field of activity of the speculators is the mind. There is no limit to the different ways in which one can agitate the mind. The mind can be unlimitedly agitated, and thus one can put forward an unlimited number of theories. Sankhya philosophy is not like that. It is not mental speculation. It is factual. But at the time of Kapila, it was lost. Paragraph. In due course of time, a particular type of knowledge may be lost or may be covered for the time being. That is the nature of this material world. A similar statement was made by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Sa kale neha mahata yoga nashta. In the course of time, the yoga system, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, was lost. It was coming in parampara, in disciplic succession, but due to the passage of time, it was lost. The time factor is so pressing that in the course of time, everything within this material world is spoiled or lost. The yoga system of Bhagavad Gita was lost before the meeting of Krishna and Arjuna. Therefore, Krishna again enunciated the same ancient yoga system to Arjuna, who could actually understand Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, Kapila also said, that the system of Sankhya philosophy was not exactly being introduced by him, semicolon. It was already current, but in the course of time, it was mysteriously lost, and therefore he appeared to reintroduce it. That is the purpose of the incarnation of Godhead. Yada yadahi dharma shaglanir bhavati bharata. Dharma means the real occupation of the living entity. When there is a discrepancy in the eternal occupation of the living entity, the Lord comes and introduces the real occupation of life. Any so-called religious system that is not in the line of devotional service is called adharma sangsthapana. When people forget their eternal relationship with God and engage in something other than devotional service, their engagement is called irreligion. How one can get out of the miserable condition of material life is stated in Sankhya philosophy, and the Lord himself is explaining this sublime system. Two main points in the purport. The Sankhya system is eternal, and it was being re-presented because it had been lost by personality. This is part of an exchange between Kardama Muni and Lord Kapila. Kardama Muni is very clear that his son isn't just his son, it's Lord Vishnu. He is Lord Vishnu. And he's requesting permission, blessings, to go continue the Yuga Dharma. Leave home, set an example, and continue his meditation process, meditation on Kapila. So that's the context, and now Kapila Deva is speaking in the voice of Lord Vishnu, not as the son, but Lord Vishnu speaking, personality Godhead speaking. Very similar, that the storyline is different, but very similar to Krishna speaking to Arjuna. Yoga Nashta Parantapa. The system, eternal system of yoga appears to have been lost because disciplic succession was broken. That's Krishna's explanation. And therefore I'm explaining it to you again, fresh, new, but it's not that new. It's eternal. It's the oldest wisdom. And the purpose of that yoga system that Krishna taught to Arjuna and that Kapila is going to teach to Devahuti, purpose of his appearance, is how to go beyond material existence into the spiritual realm. How to reconnect, that's yoga, to link again with our forgotten Lord, the Lord of the personality of Godhead, the Lord of the universe. It's obvious, but we'll state it anyway. Kapila Deva understands already. Excuse me. Kardama Muni understands already. He's already linked. Therefore, the Lord Kapila, is using Kardama Muni and Devahuti, who are also already linked, to give it to the world. Not specifically for them. They're taking the role as one of us that's disconnected, and through those who are already connected, he's teaching the science of how to get connected. Again, how to link with the Supreme. That's the dynamic, and that's the mission, that's the message. Sankhya, so the other part of the message of the purport, Sankhya is taken in modern scholarship, because it's known, amongst modern scholars, that it's yet another speculative, interesting bit of knowledge, and it's not for the purpose of connecting with the Supreme. They don't explicitly say that. It's just, it's the atheistic kapila. Prabhupada doesn't give lots of details about his life, but apparently, sometime not so long ago, some numbers of hundreds of years ago, not early in Satya Yuga, but a more recent fellow, had the name Kapila, and he was an atheist, and he taught atheistic doctrine of Sankhya, which is very similar to mechanistic science. Mechanistic science, a big difference with mechanistic science, it doesn't have the 24 elements, but it does describe the cause and effect of one element in certain conditions mixing with another element gets a certain byproduct, and the law of cause and effect is of mechanistic science. The laws governing matter, and there's matter in different pieces, and you put the pieces together according to laws of nature and you get what's here. It's an atheistic picture. And mechanistic science isn't a new invention. It's very old. It's resurfaced because there's a group of people that like it, but it's not a new message, an atheistic Sankhya. And the theistic Sankhya is what is Kapila is presenting, and it's not born of mental speculation. It's not of that variety. It's descending knowledge, it's eternally existing knowledge. And now back to the other point, it's knowledge that had been lost, nashta, because disciplic succession had been broken. Prabhupada doesn't give the detail, just says mysteriously it was lost. But we know the principle, that's the strict following in disciplic succession was broken. That's the Bhagavad Gita principle. Connecting that to our life in ISKCON, modern circumstances, our disciplic line, particularly our founder Acharya, but credit also goes to the predecessor Acharya Bhaktisiddhanta and before him Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and going all the way back to Vyas and going back to Narada, desired very much that persons in this age of Kali become, same as the language here, become free from material contamination, free from material existence. The sufferings of the age of Kali should be mitigated, and these two pronged, the chanting of the holy name and the propagation of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very keen. It was just during his lifetime that printing presses became invented and available and popular to some extent. So he took full advantage, Bhaktivinoda took full advantage of printing and as a means of propagation. And he taught his son in detail, not like how to run a printing press, but how to do book publication, editing, and everything that's involved in book publication. And Bhaktisiddhanta took that up. And Bhaktisiddhanta, showing that example, inspired Srila Prabhupada to take it up. Like, you know, the famous quote, "If you ever get money, print books." And so Prabhupada took it seriously, and he in addition to, he's not the only thing he did, he certainly established temples, and it cost funds to establish temples. That had its purpose. And he also had his Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, and funds went to the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust to print literature and profusely distribute. And Prabhupada pushed that his followers propagate this knowledge in the world. And there is a very substantial upsurge again. Not entirely, of course, but a huge credit goes to Vaisheshika Prabhu for his efforts to inspire, revitalize, book distribution. A little encouragement for those that are involved in book distribution. We're already being encouraged to make a plan for 2018. I was just recently in Orlando, where it's much warmer than Chicago. Vaisheshika Prabhu had visited there, and Sri Vrindavan Dasi, some of you know her, became so inspired she wants to double it, whatever they did in Alachua in 2018, double it, brought it to the board, and the board agreed. And just got a message from Central New Jersey. They didn't have a fantastic year, but they are also inspired to double it. I mean, double it is big, because we've been going on this trajectory of 10%. And it's a challenge to do the 10% of last year, or to speak of 10% more than last year. But somehow, there's a big increase in book distribution. And the big increase in book distribution is, sometimes there's this criticism that we distribute books, but what's the fruit? Who's reading the books and who's benefiting from the books? And it's just books and books. So like, one gentleman, the Motel Gita thing. I was skeptical. You know, Christian people may just, you know, trash it, because it's not Bible. But there are people reading it. There's feedback. I just spoke with somebody yesterday. As he travels for his business, everywhere he goes, there's Gitas in the motels. But he wasn't reading them, and he started reading Bhagavad Gita. And now he's chanting 16 rounds. Then another, this was announced by Madhu Mangal. It's book distribution stories are enlivening. Who knows what's going to happen out there? So they were, he and his wife, Madhu Mangal and his wife, were distributing Bhagavad Gita's door to door, in some place in Schaumburg, international something, you know, one of those subdivision things, something with some name like that. And one of the places that invited them in was an Indian family, and from that Indian family they have a whole circle of friends, and within 2 weeks there was a Bhakti Viksha group, just from that door to door. And then from those people that are attending the Bhakti Viksha group, they have friends, and now there's three Bhakti Viksha groups, just from knocking on a door. Who knows what's going to happen? We don't know what's going to happen. But we certainly won't find out if we stay home. And this propagation of knowledge is simple appearance. That's the connection. To rekindle this ancient knowledge that's forgotten. of yoga, linking with the Supreme. Now, the form of it may vary. In other words, within Bhagavad Gita, there's some sections that are Sankhya. But the whole of Bhagavad Gita is not simply Sankhya, but the teaching of Kapila is Sankhya. But the purpose of both, this model, that model, it's reconnecting with the Supreme, linking with the Supreme through devotion. Even the Sankhya philosophy, that's its purpose. Not born of mental speculation, because by mental speculation you can't. Notionally you can think about, but it's not the same as connecting through practical activity in service to the Supreme. That's bhakti. There's a science to it. And it comes to one in this descending fashion. So those who are assisting Kapila Dev and Krishna and our disciplic succession representing them, it's assisting the Lord's mission in appearing, as mentioned, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati. Dharmasya glani means discrepancy in dharma. So what is taken as dharma is adharma. That's the message in the purport. Unless there's this one thing, connection with the personality of Godhead. So in today, in the spiritual marketplace, there's all kinds of things that are not at all spiritual. It's the broken glass and pieces of plastic in the name of diamonds. And people don't know the difference. In fact, many people don't want the genuine thing, they want the imitation thing. Because it's cheap. And there's not much sacrifice, and they don't want the genuine thing anyway, because even if it was easy to receive, because it means commitment. It means restoring our original consciousness instead of rebellion from the personality of Godhead. So there's a lot of other stuff out there in the spiritual marketplace, and that's one of the things that we encounter as we start giving Krishna consciousness through book distribution and other methods. There's this plethora of other ideas. And there's newer and newer ones. Anyone that's had exchanges like this. So there's traditional ones and there's newer and newer ones. And people are confused. So one of the standard things that we hear is doubt. You know, all religions that I've read about and encountered, they all say the same thing. This is the way. This is the best. And, you know, you people say the same thing. So, you know, how do I... It's not encouraging. Anyway, that's part of the obstacle of the abundance of either gross misinformation or little pieces that aren't whole. Some beneficial something or other that people, when people do it, they experience something and they go, wow, this must be it. Because they experience something. Anyway. Kapila is saying, back to the verse, Kapila is saying to Kardama, I've accepted this form. Sarajami is the message of Bhagavad Gita. It's not like putting on a garment. It's cold out, so we put a jacket on or a coat. Not like a garment. It's a spiritual form. He manifests or assumes that spiritual form and presents something that's eternal. Because that knowledge is lost. And it's not of a speculative nature, it's of an eternal, descending nature. So, he has come, last point, He came in reciprocation with Karma Muni's desire to have the Supreme Lord as his son. So he's disclosing, you desired, I've come as your son. Mission accomplished. And I also have a mission, and that mission is giving the Sankhya philosophy. So who can say? I've not read from our acharyas, but it wouldn't be surprised that the desire of Kapila, excuse me, the desire of Kardama Muni to have Lord Vishnu as his son was inspired by Lord Vishnu. So that he, Lord Vishnu, could appear as the son of a pure devotee and give Sankhya philosophy, because it had been lost. But however, whichever way one looks at it, there's the rasa aspect, the reciprocation of the Lord and his devotee. There's the compassion aspect, the personality of Godhead wishing to relieve the conditioned souls of their suffering. There's multiple purposes when the personality of Godhead appears. Bhagavatam gives us the opportunity to access that, and we're ever grateful to our founder Acharya for providing his Bhaktivedanta purports, a labor of love for us to have this boat to cross the ocean of eternal existence and to give us the opportunity to share that same access with others. Very merciful. Okay, so any discussion?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj. Like you said, there has been a lot of late I've watched lot of meditation things coming up. And even the other day when I went for a haircut, they had somebody put a card there and some meditation just inviting, and I took it. I went and looked at it on the internet. It was some kind of voidism, like thing. So I was wondering, Maharaj, like with the people getting introduced to this kind of meditations, how do we present our mantra meditation? If you can give some suggestions.
Well, it depends on the audience, depends on the person you're speaking to. Some categories of things to choose from. Meditation on sound is more effective than silent meditation. And science, medical science has demonstrated. Of the processes, not similar, but of the processes of meditation, this is very specific and authorized and meant for this age. It's so easy even a child can do. It doesn't require to do the other. Read Bhagavad Gita, here's what it says you have to do. Go to the forest, sit in a quiet place, on a deerskin or soft cloth, and, you know, for eyes half open, half closed, and it's not sitting in your living room. That there's the procedure. And if you want to do it properly, there's the procedure. And then another, depends on the person, but without the heart becoming cleansed, then the meditation isn't going to sustain. Have you had the experience, my dear friend, that you do your meditation and it helps you become elevated nicely, this other consciousness, this other space, and then come back down? Had that experience? Yes. Why? Is it possible to not come back down? what's required is purification. And the purification according to the wisdom literature that gives the process of meditation is not just meditation on a candle that gives purification, but that's mechanical or some other thing. It's purification. Then you can stay. A place of shelter. You can stay there. Then depending on the person. You know, there's within Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, there's abundant examples of persons who meditation upon sound, there's the example. Anyway, it depends on the person. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. My question is somewhat related to the topic that we discussed over the weekend, the main theme.
The topic about what?
The topic or the theme over the weekend, remembering okay. Krishna
okay.
at every moment.
Okay.
So my question is, does studying Sankhya philosophy help us in any way remembering Krishna
sure.
in a better way?
Sure. Well, there's multiple, but one really important one is to see everything connected from its source, with its source. We're not seeing things connected to their source. Sankhya teaches everything has a source. And the unfolding of creation from subtle to gross and further gross and further gross, it's all connected to the source. And so meditation goes to the source. Even when you're dealing with some of the downstream effects of the original cause.
I have a follow-up question, Maharaj. Generally in ISKCON, we, in the process of hearing, I haven't come across personally more about Sankhya philosophy. We discuss other topics. So can you share your thoughts on this, Maharaj?
Thoughts on which?
Not discussing more on Sankhya philosophy. In the discourses?
In the discourses. Well,
asking because you said it can help us remember Krishna more. So.
Well, there's many things that can help. Deity worship, prasadam can help you, and serving the devotees can help you, and washing the pots can help you, and you know. It's in Bhagavad Gita three times, three places. So it's there. If you read Bhagavad Gita, it's there. It doesn't have a big banner that says Sankhya philosophy, but it's there. It's part of the yoga system that Krishna teaches. And it just so happens there's an expanded section because he's one of the incarnations. That's one of the questions in chapter 1. So a response is to give this detail of Kapila. But it's there within other places in the Bhagavatam and certainly in Bhagavad Gita also. Just there. Just we don't have to wave a flag. Anything else? Okay. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.